Hey everyone, welcome to this brief demo of Tactical Battle. This is a neat concept. The problem I have with this game, well, I will talk about that here in just a minute, but the idea behind this game is that you play on a map and you have your pieces, so they're basically your people or your troops or anything like that, and then you have the opposing team, which is generally controlled by the computer. In fact, that's the only way, to my knowledge, to play this game, is it's you as the human player against the computer. It would have been nice, and maybe you can do this if you build your own map packs, I'm not sure, but It would be nice if you could play online, or if you could play this with multiple people, either people that were all at the same computer, or if you could let someone else control your computer across the network and play that way. But basically, the idea is that you play on a map, and your different troops have different abilities, and they have points that they have to use with their actions. And the cool thing with that is you have a certain number of points per turn, which means that you have to strategically choose how you will play, basically. So let's go ahead and jump in here.
Tactical Battle Dev, items view list.
And I'm going to
speech mode off.
Turn off the speech with NVDA and hit enter.
Main menu, play a map campaign.
And here we are in Tactical Battle. This game uses Microsoft SAPI, so you don't need a screen reader running. Just to give you a quick idea of how to navigate, up and down will move through the menus.
Online multiplayer.
So we have
play a map campaign.
Play a map campaign.
Online multiplayer.
This was an online mode that the guy making this game was working on, but it doesn't work. So if I try to use it,
logging in, unable to connect to the server. Main menu, online multiplayer.
And this music is really good too. So there was an online mode. The problem with the online mode, from what I've been told, it was very buggy, and well, yeah, it never really went anywhere, which is a shame, because playing this game with the computer, I think, is quite boring, and playing with an actual human is pretty darn cool. So, also, just to give you an idea here, if you hit F1...
Press Control plus F1 to launch the main menu user guide.
F1 will go through a list of key commands.
Press Control plus Shift plus F1 to launch the user guide for the current map pack. Press up and down arrow keys to move between menu items. Press enter or spacebar to activate an item. Press escape to go to a previous menu or cancel.
And on and on and on.
Download map campaigns.
So, continuing here in the menu, you can choose to download more map campaigns. And I'll show you this real quick.
Choose an update to download and install. Items and equipment example by Ian Reed. Star Wars, The Clone Wars Between Shadows and Darkness by Alan Thompson, Age of Warlords by Alan Thompson, Starship Battles by Alan Thompson, Cobalt Dungeon by Alan Thompson, Starship Battles Template by Alan Thompson, Kingdom at War by Austin Perry. Items and equipment example by Ian Reed.
So I've already downloaded a couple of these packs.
Star Wars, The Clone Wars Between Shadows and Darkness by Alan Thompson.
Let's go ahead and download this one, so I'm just going to hit enter.
Downloading Star Wars, The Clone Wars Between Shadows and Darkness by Alan Thompson. 0%, 91%. Download complete. Installing. Installation complete. Main menu. Download map campaigns.
So this is not really a game, it's more of an engine. So basically, let me turn down the music. So you can turn the music down by hitting, if you hold down shift and hit F11,
four,
that turns it down. F11 by itself,
five, six, seven,
turns it up.
Five, four,
and F12,
music muted,
will mute the music.
Music unmuted.
And unmute it. So I think
three.
Let's drop it down to volume 3. Therefore, it's just in the background and it's not as loud. So as I was saying, this is more of a game engine than a game. So it allows you to create your own map packs. And to my understanding, that could be anything that you want. You know, you could do a modern day thing with a bunch of tanks and army people. You could do, zombies. You could do some weird things from like outer space. It just depends on the kind of thing and the kind of map pack and campaign that you'd like to create. There are instructions on how to do this. I don't know how to do it. I don't have that much patience to make a map pack. I would like this game much more if it was online, but it sadly is not. But my understanding is it involves creating a bunch of text files and putting different characteristics in them that tells the game how to run. And so you have a bunch of text files, and of course it supports audio files so that you can have music and all kinds of good things to go in your map packs as well. So let's continue going down this menu.
Load game.
I can load a game. So if you're playing a long map, you might want to save your game.
Change audio settings.
You can change the preferences in here.
Audio settings menu. Music volume slider 3.
That's the music volume. If I arrow to the right,
4.
That turns it up. And if I go left,
3, 2.
It does that.
3. Sound volume slider 7.
This is the volume for sounds.
8. 9, 10, 9, 8, 7, 8.
And as you can tell, it plays that sound when you change the volume.
Speech volume slider 100.
This is volume for the speech.
Speech rate slider 2. 1. Voice slider Ivona 2 Sally OEM.
Let me slow the voice down just a little bit. I think this is a good speed.
Speech rate slider 1. Voice slider Ivona 2 Sally OEM.
If you go through here, you can go through all the voices installed on your system.
LHMD.
Microsoft Zero Desktop. Betty.
Dennis.
Frank.
Harry.
Kit.
Paul.
Rita.
Ursula.
Wendy.
Microsoft David Desktop.
Lerna Penhovsky Michael.
Lerna Penhovsky Michelle.
LH Naoko.
Microsoft Anna. Microsoft Mary.
Microsoft Mike.
Microsoft Sam.
Ivona 2 Sally OEM. Save changes.
So we're going to stick with Ivona, but that is a list of all the voices on my computer right now.
Changes saved. Main menu. Change audio settings.
So you can change things there.
Change preferences. Preferences menu. Graphics slider on.
This game does have graphics. I don't know how good they are.
Off.
I'm going to actually turn that off because that might save some storage here.
Announce graphics slider off. Announce coordinates when AI uses skills slider on.
I think this option controls whether it tells you what coordinates the computer goes to or what it's using.
Y coordinates increases you move up slider off.
Y coordinate increases as you move up.
Battle log appear. Y coordinates increases you move up slider off.
I'm not entirely sure what that does.
Battle log appears at the end of a turn slider on.
You might want to leave the battle log on so that you can quickly tell what happened at the end of your turn.
Save changes.
And I'll hit enter on save.
Changes saved. Main menu. Change pref. Read user guide.
You can read the user guide for the main game itself.
Credits.
Here's the credits.
Version.
The version.
Exit game.
And of course I can exit.
Play a map campaign.
So let's go through the basic example pack here and take you through how a basic battle would work.
Choose a map campaign. Getting started maps by Ian Reed. One Shot Wonders version 2.
This One Shot Wonders thing is a zombie pack. You have to fight zombies in and outside of a house, and you have a bunch of people that can help you.
Star Wars The Clone Wars Between Shadows and Darkness version 2.
And there's the Star Wars pack I just downloaded.
Getting Started Maps by Ian Reed. Getting Started Maps by Ian Reed. Read the map pack user guide.
So after you choose a map pack, you get to this menu. Each map pack can have its own manual, which you'll want to read.
Simple Fight.
This is the first mission.
Ambushed.
This is another fight.
Defending the River. Escorting the Princess. Defeating your Dark Side. Read the map pack user guide.
So those are all the missions in this particular pack.
Simple Fight.
Let's go with this.
This is a simple map with a couple hills and boulders, which gives you one of each type of unit so you can get used to gameplay and test out all the abilities. Battle map. Turn changed. The Forces of Good. Ian the Good Archer. 1-1.
All right, so you heard it load. And here we go. Oh, and there's a cat making a bunch of noise in the background. So here we are in the game. And as you can tell, nothing is happening right now because I'm just doing nothing. And just, well, I'm babbling, but that's okay. So again, just like in the main menu, if you hit F1,
press Shift plus arrow keys to move the current unit. Press Shift plus Z to move your review cursor back to the last unit who performed an action. Press Shift plus X to move your review cursor back to the last unit who was the target of an action. Press Shift plus P to cycle through all the units that are possible targets of this skill. Possible indicates they are within range and of the right team to have the skill cast on them.
Sorry about that. I had to pause real quick.
Ian Reed's tactical battle version. Speech mode off. Press Ctrl plus E to end your turn. Press Ctrl plus R to announce the current round. Press Shift plus A to announce which of your units still have points that allow them to perform actions.
And I will go through a couple more commands here.
Press Ctrl plus Shift plus A to toggle whether this unit is AI controlled or not. Must be enabled by the map creator. Press Ctrl plus A to force the AI to perform actions with this unit immediately. The unit must be in an AI-controlled state, or you must be allowed to toggle its AI state for this to work.
And on and on and on the commands go. So you can explore those. So let's go ahead and show you how this works. So I'm on a map. This is an 8x8 map.
That is the edge of the map.
If I hit up arrow.
That is the edge of the map.
Left arrow.
2-1. Ian the Good Archer. 1-1.
Right, so he's at the top left corner.
2-1. 3-1. 4-1. 5-1, 6-1, 7-1, the evil wild boar, 8-1, the evil gray wolf, 8-2, that is the edge of the map, Zug the evil goblin archer, 8-3, 8-4, 8-5, 8-6, 8-7, 8-8, 7-8, 7-7, 7-7-7-7-7-1, sick builder, 6-sick builder, 6-2, 6-6-6, 6-8.
So this map is pretty basic. It is an 8x8 grid.
5-8, 5-5-5-5-5-2, 5-4-1, 4-2, 4-3-4-4, 4-7, 4-7, 4-8, 3-8, 3-7, 3-7, 3-3, 3-builder, 3, that is the 2-1, hill 2-2, builder 3-2.
Now, a boulder will block things from traveling to the square, so the particular people or the things will have to travel around the square that's blocked.
Hill 2-2.
This hill will increase the range of different attacks. So that's always handy.
2-3-2-4-2-2-2-7-2-1-8-1-7.
Now, the way this is laid out right now, my army is on the left side of the map, and the enemy is on the right.
1-6, or slay the good witch. 1-5.
So I have a witch.
And the good healer. 1-4.
A healer.
Lucy, the good fire mage. 1-3.
A mage.
Michelle, the good warrior. 1-2. Ian, the good archer. 1-1.
A warrior and an archer. I'm going to move the archer to the right, so I'm going to hold down shift.
Move to 2-1.
And hit the right arrow.
3. Ian, the good archer. Hill 2-2. Ian, the good archer. 2-1.
And then I'm going to move him down to the hill.
Move to 2-2.
Now, if I hit enter.
Unit menu. Attack. Defend.
You can choose actions for each unit.
Move. Unit information. Ian, the good archer, has 20 of 20 health and 2 of 6 actions and has the following skills. Attack. Defend. Move. Battle map. Ian, the good archer. Defend. Move. Unit attack. You don't have enough actions to perform attack. It takes 3 actions.
Okay, so we can't do anything with
defend.
Him anymore.
Attack. Battle map. Ian, the good. Michelle, the good warrior. 1-2.
Let's see here.
Lucy, the good fire mage. 1-3.
This is my mage.
2-3. Ian, the good. Lucy, the good fire. Move to 2-3.
We'll move the mage over here.
1. Michelle, the good war. Ian, the good. Michelle, 1. Michelle, the move to 1-1. Move to 2-1.
Move the warrior here.
3. Michelle, the good. Unit defend. Attack. You don't have enough actions to perform attack.
Right. So I used most of my actions to move these people.
Battle map. 1-1-1-1-3. And the good healer. 1-4.
That's the healer.
First like a good witch. 1-5. Unit slow.
This is the witch. There's different abilities here that are explained in the documentation.
Stun. Attack. Speed.
I want to use speed.
Who will you use speed on? 2-5-3-3-3. Builder. 3-3-1. Builder. And a good. That is too far away. You can only perform speed 3 spaces away.
Okay, so she's too far.
Lucy, 1-3. And the good healer, or slay the good witch. Unit menu.
Oop.
Battle map, or slay the good
and
witch.
I had to hit
1-5.
I had to hit escape to get out of that. Because I was in the move list, or the move menu to choose a target for that particular move.
Move to 2-5.
Let's move her over here.
3, or slay the good witch. 2, Lucy the good fire mage. 2-4. 3, 3, builder. 3-2. Ian the good archer. 2-4, or slay the good witch. Unit slow. Stun. Attack. Slow. Speed. Who are you? 2, Lucy the good. Ian the good archer. Hill 2-2. Or slay the good witch uses speed on Ian the good archer at 2-2. Battle map.
Okay, so I did that. Now, speed, I believe, makes your abilities use less action points, which is good because that means that you can do more things.
Lucy, the good fire mage. 2-3.
Now, this mage.
Unit mid blaze. Fireball. Attack. Flaming weapon.
Yeah, let's use flaming weapon on.
Who will you use flaming weapon? Ian, the good archer. Lucy, the good fire mage uses flaming weapon on Ian, the good archer at 2-2. Battle map.
And.
Michelle, the. Lucy, the unit menu. Blade. Fireball. Flaming weapon. You don't have enough actions to perform flaming weapon. It takes 3 actions.
Okay, so unit I can't do that.
Battle map. Lucy, the good fire mage. 2-3.
If I hit shift A.
Ian, the good archer, has 2 actions. Michelle, the good warrior, has 2 actions. Lucy, the good fire mage, has 1 actions. Anna, the good healer, has 6 actions. Ursula, the good witch, has 1 actions.
Alright, so at this point, I've pretty much done all the things that I can do. So if I hit escape.
Battle menu. Return to map. In turn.
Here are your options in here.
Save game. Load game. Change audio settings. Change preferences. Reload map. Go to main menu. Go to map selection menu. Exit game. Return to map. In turn.
So I'm going to end my turn. I could also hit Control E, but if you prefer to just use menus, you can absolutely do it this way. I think actually this would probably be a pretty good way to get someone new into these types of games because it's turn-based. You can take as much time as you need and you don't have to feel like you're being rushed. So, let's continue here.
battle map, battle log, turn changed, the forces of evil.
So here we go. Now I'm going to read this log, so I'm just going to press my down arrow.
The evil wild boar moves from 8-1 to 5-1. The evil gray wolf moves from 8-2 to 6-3. Zug the evil goblin archer moves from 8-3 to 6-4. Round 2. Turn changed. The forces of good. Close the battle log. Battle map. Lucy the good fire mage. 2-3.
And here we are, the forces of good.
3-4, 5-3, 4-3. Lucy the good fire mage. 2-3.
Now.
Ian the good archer. Hill 2-2.
Let's.
Unit menu. Attack.
So now that I've changed the turn, my particular people have all their points back.
Who will you use attack on?
So I'm going to hit Shift P.
The evil wild boar. 5. The evil wild boar. 5-1. The evil wild boar. 5-1.
That's the only thing that's in range.
Ian the good archer uses attack on the evil wild boar at 5-1. The evil wild boar loses 5 health. Battle map. Unit menu. Move. Attack. Defend. Attack. You do not control this unit.
Oh.
Move.
So.
Battle map. The evil wild boar. 5-1.
Yeah, my cursor is still on the boar. If I press period.
Ian the good archer. Hill 2-2.
Period will cycle through all of my units.
Michelle the good warrior. Lucy the good fire mage. Annie the good healer. Ursula the good witch. Ian the good archer. Ursula the good witch. 2-5.
And if you hold shift, you go backwards.
Ian the good unit attack. Who will you use attack on? The evil wild boar. 5-1.
And hold down shift and hit P to quickly choose the target.
Ian the good archer uses attack on the evil wild boar at 5-1. The evil wild boar loses 5 health. Battle map. Ian the good archer. Hill 2-2. Unit attack. Who will you use attack on? The evil Ian the good archer uses attack on the evil wild boar at 5-1. The evil wild boar loses 5 health. Battle map.
Let's see. Let's check how much health this has.
Unit menu. Unit imp- The evil wild boar has 5 of 20 health and 0 of 6 actions and has the following skills. Move. Attack, defend, battle map,
right.
Battle menu, battle map, the evil wild boar, Ian the good unit, attack, you don't have enough actions to perform attack, battle map, Ian, Michelle the good warrior, unit menu, attack, who will you use, there are no units in range, unit menu, battle map, Michelle the 3-1, Michelle the good warrior, 2-1, move to 3-1,
let's see if she can hit anything from here.
Unit attack. Who will you use attack? There are no units in range. Unit menu. Battle map. Michelle 4-1. The evil wild 4. Michelle the good warrior 3-1. Move to 4-1. The evil wild Michelle unit attack. You don't have enough actions to perform attack. It takes 3 actions. Defend.
Crap. Okay.
Michelle the good warrior uses defend. Battle map.
So I'll make her defend. Let's see what else we can do here.
3-2-1-1-1-1-1-3. And at the good healer, 1-5. And at the 1-1-2-1-1-1. And the good Lucy, 2-4. Lucy the good fire mage, 2 unit blaze. Fireball attack. Flaming weapon. Fire. Where will you use fire?
Probably can't use fireball.
Unit menu. Flaming weapon. Battle map, 3-3. Builder, 3-2. 3-3. Builder 3-1-2-1. Ian the good archer. Builder 4-2. Builder 1-2. Ian 2-1. Ian Lucy the good 5-2-3-4-4-3-5-5. The evil wild boar 5-6-1. The evil 5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-8.
If I hit semicolon, or no, is it apostrophe? Well, I thought there was a way to quickly view your.
6-8-7-8-8-8-8-8.
Quickly view your enemies, but I'll just examine the map here with the arrow keys.
6, builder 6, the evil gray wolf. Zug the evil goblin archer. Unit attack. Move. Unit. Zug the evil goblin archer has 20 of 20 health and 0 of 6 actions and has the following skills. Move. Attack. Defend. Battle map. Battle menu. Battle map.
Just end the turn.
Ending turn. Battle log. Turn chain. The evil wild boar at 5-1 uses attack on Michelle the good warrior at 4-1. Michelle the good warrior loses 2 health. The evil wild boar. Michelle the good warrior loses 2 health. The evil gray wolf moves. Like the evil goblin. Like the evil goblin archer at 4-4 uses defend. Round 3. Defend fizzles from Michelle the good warrior. Turn changed. Close the battle map. 6-4.
Okay.
Ian the good archer. Unit attack. Who will you use? Builder 3-4-2. 5-2. The evil wild boar, 5-1. Ian the good archer uses attack on the evil wild boar at 5-1. The evil wild boar loses 5 health. The evil wild boar has been defeated. Battle map.
Alright, 1 down, 2 to go.
Ian the good archer, hill 2, unit, attack. Who will you use attack on? The evil gray wolf, 3-3. Zug the evil goblin archer, 4-4. The evil gray wolf and the good archer uses attack on the evil gray wolf at 3-3. The evil gray wolf loses 5 health. Battle map. And the good archer unit def attack. Who you? The evil gray and the good archer uses attack on the evil gray wolf at 3-3. The evil gray wolf loses 5 health. Battle map. And the good unit minion attack. You don't have enough actions to perform. Battle map. 2-1-1-1. And the good Michelle the unit def attack. Who you? There are no units in range. Unit menu. Battle map. Lucy the good fire and the good person the good and the good Michelle the good warrior. 4-1.
4-1.
4-2-4-3-4. Michelle 5-5-5-5-5-4-3-3. The evil gray wolf. 3-3-4-3. 4-2. Michelle the good wolf. 4-3. The evil gray wolf. 4-2. Michelle the good wolf. Move to 4-2. 4-3. Michelle the unit def attack. Who you? There are no units in range. Unit menu. Battle map. Builder. Michelle 4-3. The evil 4. Michelle the good. Move to 4-3. 4. Michelle the good. You def attack. You don't have enough actions to perform attack. Battle map. Michelle the evil. Lucy the good fire mage. 2-3. Unit flaming weapon blaze fireball attack defend attack fireball blaze flaming weapon. Who are you? The evil Michelle the good warrior. Lucy the good fire mage uses flaming weapon on Michelle the good warrior at 4-3. Battle map. The evil Lucy the good fire mage. 2-3.
Now I don't want to use fireball because that will damage my units, because fireball has a radius of damage. Let's do
unit blaze fire attack. Who are you? The evil Lucy the good fire mage uses attack on the evil gray wolf at 3-3. The evil gray wolf loses 2 health. Battle Lucy the good you blaze fireball blaze fire attack. You don't have enough actions. Battle map. Lucy the good fire mage. 2-3.
I think we're okay. I'm just gonna end the turn here.
Ending turn. Battle log. Defend fizzles from Zug the evil goblin archer. Turn changed. The evil gray wolf at 3-3 uses attack on Lucy the good fire mage at 2-3. Lucy the good fire mage loses 4 health. The evil gray Lucy the good fire mage loses 4 health. Zug the evil goblin archer at 4-4 uses attack on Lucy the good fire Lucy the good fire mage loses 4 health. Zug the evil Lucy the good fire mage loses 4 health. Round 4. Lucy the good fire mage loses 4 health. Round. Flaming weapon fizzles from me and the good archer. Speed fizzles from me and the good archer. Turn chain. Close the battle map. Lucy the good fire mage. Unit menu. Unit imp. Lucy the good fire mage has 4 of 20 health. 2-4.
Uh-oh.
Lucy. 1-3. That is the edge. And the good healer. 1-4.
Need to move.
Move to 1-3.
Here.
Lucy the good. And the good heal. Unit. Distant heal. Attack. Distant healing touch. Who will you? Lucy the good fire. Anna the good healer uses healing touch on Lucy the good fire mage at 2-3. Lucy the good fire mage regains 12 health. Battle map. Anna the good healer. Distant healing. You don't have enough action. Distant attack. Defend. Attack. You don't have enough. Battle map. Anna the good healer. 1-3. Lucy the good fire. And that is the edge of the map. Lucy 2-1-4-1-5-1-1-1-1-2. And the good Lucy the good fire mage. 2-3. 2-4. Lucy the good blaze fireball flaming weapon. Who are you? And the good Lucy the good fire mage uses flaming. Lucy the good fire mage. 2-3.
Okay, we can do that.
And the good unit defend move unit def attack. Who will you use? The evil gray wolf. And the good archer uses attack on the evil gray wolf at 3-3. The evil gray wolf loses 5 health. Battle menu. Battle map. And the good archer unit def attack. Who you? The evil gray wolf. And the good archer uses attack on the evil gray wolf at 3-3. The evil gray wolf loses 3 health. The evil gray wolf has been defeated. Battle map.
Alright.
And the good archer unit def attack. You don't have enough actions to battle map. Michelle the unit def attack. Who you? Zug the evil goblin archer. 4-4.
So we just have the goblin left?
Michelle the good warrior uses attack on Zug the evil goblin archer at 4-4. Zug the evil goblin archer loses 5 health. Battle map.
Okay.
And Michelle the good unit minion def attack. Who you use attack? Zug the Michelle the good warrior uses attack on Zug the evil goblin archer at 4-4. Zug the evil goblin archer loses 5 health. Battle map.
Okay.
And the good Michelle the good unit def attack. You don't have enough actions to perform. Battle map. Michelle 3-3. Lucy the good fire mage. 2-3-3. Michelle 5-3-5-5-5-4-4. Michelle Zug the evil goblin. 3-2-4-1-4-2-4. Lucy the good fire mage. 2-3. Zug the evil Michelle the good. Zug the evil goblin. Unit menu. Unit imp. Zug the evil goblin archer has 10 of 20 health and 0 of 6 actions and has the following skills. Move. Attack. Battle menu. Return to map. Battle map. Zug the evil. 3-2-4. Lucy the good fire mage. 2-3.
Let's move the mage.
Move to 2-4. 2. Lucy the good fire mage.
You know what?
2-4.
This might hurt my people, but let's just show you how this works.
Unit Blaze, Fireball. You don't have enough actions, Blaze. You don't have enough actions to perform battle map.
Oh, I can't do it.
The good ending turn. Battle log. So, turn changed. The forces of evil.
I will end my turn.
It's like the evil goblin archer at 4/4 uses attack on Lucy the good fire mage. Lucy the good fire mage loses 4 health. It's like the Lucy round. 5. Turn chain. Close the battle map. Lucy the good fire mage. Unit Blaze. Flaming weapon. Fireball. Where will you use fireball? 3/4. Lucy. Zug the evil. Lucy the good fire mage uses fireball at 4/4. Zug the evil goblin archer loses 7 health. Michelle the good warrior loses 5 health from the splash effect. Battle map. 4/5. Force 4. Zug the evil goblin. Michelle the good warrior. 4/3.
So my. The
unit
warrior got hurt.
Attack.
But that's okay.
Who will you use? Zug the Michelle the good warrior uses attack on Zug the evil goblin archer at 4/4. Zug the evil goblin archer loses 3 health. Zug the evil goblin archer has been defeated. Battle map. You are victorious. Return to main menu. Go to map selection menu. Return. Go to maps. Return to main menu. Main menu. Play a map. Exit game.
So that's basically how you play this game, and I didn't lose any people, so that was pretty cool. But yeah, that's basically how you do it. So it's not a bad concept. I definitely like it. I just, like I said, I wish that you could play it online, and it's a damn shame that you can't, because playing this with people would be so much fun, because people are dynamic. You can never predict, well, you can never predict what they might do, which is pretty darn cool, if you ask me. And of course, the problem with the computer, as I've said, is it's too predictable, and I don't find it to be very fun. Anyway, that is...
Speech mode talk.
Let's see here.
Audacity. Track.
Yeah, all right. That is Tactical Battle. That's a basic demonstration of it. And I hope you guys have enjoyed. If you have any questions, comments. Oh, you know what? I can't believe I forgot to talk about this. So I will add this at the end. When you download this, you'll have to unlock it with your email address. And the way that works is you type in your email. It'll send you a verification code to your email. Or a link, you have to click on the link and then you type in your email again and it should activate the game. The game itself is free. I'm not sure why he makes you activate it like that, but just keep that in mind. But that's about it. So I hope you guys have enjoyed. Take care.